Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
La temporada está en el pie de Cody Parkey. 43 yardas. El snap. Le mete el pie. Distancia, dirección. Le dio el poste. ¡No! ¡Falló! ¡Oh! ¡No, señor! ¡No, señor! ¡No, señor! ¡No, señor! ¡No, señor! ¡No, señor! ¡Los Eagles se van con la victoria! ¡Ay, papá! ¡No, señor! ¡No, señor!
My favorite is I, Papa. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Butler from your Super Bowl champion 1985 Chicago Bears, handsome devil, even at his advanced age. Good morning, Butthead.
How are you fellows today? Good morning, everybody.
Buddy, morning. I know you got to get on a plane, so I appreciate you jumping on. So let me jump right in. How do I kick a winning field goal?
Well, you got to start, first of all, by clearing the offensive line. Okay. And then you have to get it through the uprights, and it's been a problem for the Bears this year, and certainly for Cody. It's just unfortunate it got tipped right there at the line, and you know, I think he probably would have been better to miss it just wide left instead of hitting that upright, and that was just it kind of summed up the Bears' season, and then certainly summed up Cody's season this year, and it's just unfortunate. I really liked the Bears' chances going into it, but you know, the Eagles are defending champs, and they just know how to hang in there, and then that's what they did.
Over the course of your career, I don't remember you hitting six uprights.
You know what? I don't think I hit six uprights during my whole career, and I definitely hit some. I got some good bounces. But, you know, in those situations that it just kept popping up on him, it wears on you. And I think, you know, the biggest challenge for a kicker is to go out there and not even have – the thought of the word pole in your mind.
It's,
you know, don't hit the pole, stay inside. Left the pole in your mind just doesn't know negative. So when you get out there, you know, subconsciously, if you're thinking about not trying to hit that pole, it really does come into play, as crazy as that sounds.
Dave Ennett's here, and he's a big fan of yours,
as
opposed to whatever you've heard about how he feels about you.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
So you've coached kickers over the years, and what do you tell a guy about when you know the other team's got a timeout in their pocket, they're probably going to call a timeout and ice the kicker? Do you just say, just go through your process, go ahead, swing that leg, get in a practice swing, and how do you handle that time during the timeout when you're thinking about the next kick?
You don't freeze Kevin Butler.
Well, I know that. I'm talking about other kickers.
You don't want to get frozen, but, you know, I agree with you. You know, you go ahead and you say take a swing at it, and if it gets down and the whistle's, you know, blown when that snap comes, go ahead and get a swing in there. It's another practice shot that you have. And, you know, what Cody did on that one is he really just kind of fell off a little bit to the left. The first kick, he hit right down the middle. And it really just comes to body position. And, you know, he said it was a little bit of wind. I wasn't there. I don't know how windy it was, but, you know, from 43 yards, you do have to take in consideration on that if it's that much of a wind. But, you know, you just got to make those kicks. You know, there's no other way to say it. You know, if all those kickers got in the room, we'd all feel sorry for him. But at the end of that meeting, we'd look at him and say those are the ones that make or break your career. And, you know, I was very lucky that, you know, there was many games that I had a lot of misses, and every time I did have that chance at the end of the game to redeem myself, I did it most of the time. There was a couple of games that certainly I cost the Bears, but
I don't remember
those. Well, good. I don't either. I try to just put those out of my mind too. But you know, as a kicker, I think you do remember, unfortunately, the misses more than you probably, you know, recognize and remember the ones that you made.
Kevin, the last night we saw in the championship game both Alabama and Clemson missing extra points, but you tweeted out, "It's mental and I can fix it." What does that mean?
Well, I think that in college football and, you know, in the pros to some extent, they do not coach kickers and punters. There's no mental affirmations that they do. There's nobody out there to be their swing coach. And that's exactly what I can do, and that's what I've done for Georgia for the last couple of years, and that's what I do with other kids. I think it's ridiculous of coaches in college to, you know, treat every position with an individual coach A lot of mentoring, but yet your kickers and your punters, you send them over to another field.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Some magical field, and you expect them to come back better. And it's just not the way it happens. And I think, you know, when you can create structure and you can create a repetition and get those guys the positive reinforcement that they need, I think they're going to be better. And I you know, Alabama is absolutely a great program, but maybe the weakest kicking team I've seen in a long time. They don't put the effort into it. They signed the number one kicker coming out of high school this year, and they think that'll fix the problems. But, you know, it's a high school kid coming in that needs to develop. And if he doesn't have somebody there to develop, that's just unfortunate, because it does come back and it bites that team right in the butt.
Nick Saban seemed to have an active disdain for kickers in the past. He had guys coming out of the stands to kick. So I agree with you, but you don't want to help Clemson. Come on, what are you talking about?
Well, you know what? I've offered my services to Georgia, and I don't think that they want to exercise those. So I enjoy helping kickers. So if it's a kicker at another school, I have no problem with that.
How do you feel about Chicago in the wintertime? Would you mind coming back?
Absolutely. I come back to coach. I don't think I can get my leg above my hip anymore. So,
all right.
You know, it'll be a little different, but it'll be much more mental, not physical.
Quick Robbie Gold question, and I'll let you go. I know how supportive you've been of him, and he's a friend, and you're a fan. How much legacy have left?
Well, it's just amazing. I saw the stat. I think he's 82 of 85 since he left the Bears, and he's a free agent next year. I don't expect the Bears to go back and admit they made a mistake, but it would be a very smart one. I think Robbie's got, you know, 4 or 5 more years to go. I mean, I don't understand what would keep him from doing that. It's just incredible. 82 of 85 since he left the Bears. And I know he had some trouble there at the end of the Bears, and maybe that that new environment refreshed him. But, I can tell you one thing. He loves the city of Chicago, loves the Bears, and he's the best kicker we ever had. And if we could get him back, that would be a plus for our team.
Great to talk to you, buddy.
Steve,
I hope you're well.
Do you know Kevin? Kevin's podcast is Foot and Mouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which is
we appreciate it. Jeff Danzler, my partner on Georgia Football Radio. We do the Foot and Mouth broadcast podcast, and we have a lot of fun with it. And, you know, it's I think it has a little bit of Chicago flavor, because we like to tell what we feel. And when teams make mistakes like they've been making, and us too at Georgia, you know, running a fake punt in the SEC game when they're in a safe defense it's good material for a podcast.
Yeah, and of course, Foot and Mouth, I think that started with you and Kevin Matthews back in the day when he taught you how to say the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Well, you know what? He did a very good job of that, because I'm still nailing that, as my wife says all the time.
Great talking to you, buddy. Have a safe trip wherever you're flying.
I appreciate it. Y'all take care.
There you go.
Thanks.